So we learned the 18th, 19th text from 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sama,
Sama, Sama, Sama,
Shatrav,
Shatrav, Shatrav, Shatrav,
Cha,
Cha, Cha, Cha,
Mitrecha,
Mitrecha, Mitrecha, Mitrecha,
Tatha,
Tatha, Tatha, Tatha,
Mana,
Mana, Mana, Mana,
Pamanayo,
Pamanayo, Pamanayo, Pamanayo,
Shitoshna,
Shitoshna, Shitoshna, Shitoshna,
Sukadukheshu,
Sukadukheshu, Sukadukheshu, Sukadukheshu,
Samasanga,
Samasanga, Samasanga, Samasanga,
Vivarjitaha,
Vivarjitaha, Vivarjitaha, Vivarjitaha.
Any doubt? Samashatrau cha mitre cha
Samashatrau cha mitre cha Samashatrau cha mitre cha Samashatrau cha mitre cha
Tatha mana apamana yohu
Tatha mana apamana yohu Tatha mana apamana yohu Tatha mana apamana yohu
Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu
Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu
Samasanga vivarjitaha
Samasanga vivarjitaha Samasanga vivarjitaha Samasanga vivarjitaha
Samashatrau cha mitre cha
Samashatrau cha mitre cha Samashatrau cha mitre cha Samashatrau cha mitre cha
Tatha mana apamana yoho
Tatha mana apamana yoho Tatha mana apamana yoho Tatha mana apamana yoho
Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu
Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu
Samasanga vivarjitaha
Samasanga vivarjitaha Samasanga vivarjitaha Samasanga vivarjitaha
Beside the whole verse Samashatrau cha mitre cha Tatha mana apamana yoho Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu Samasanga vivarjitaha
Samashatrau cha mitre cha Tatha mana apamana yoho Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu Samasanga vivarjitaha
Tulya ninda
Tulya ninda, Tulya ninda, Tulya ninda,
Stutir,
Stutir, Stutir, Stutir,
Mauni,
Mauni, Mauni, Mauni,
Santushto,
Santushto, Santushto, Santushto,
Yena,
Yena, Yena, Yena,
Kena chit,
Kena chit, Kena chit,
Aniketa,
Aniketa, Aniketa, Aniketa,
Stiramatir,
Stiramatir, Stiramatir, Stiramatir,
Bhakti Manme,
Bhakti Manme, Bhakti Manme, Bhakti Manme,
Priyo Naraha,
Priyo Naraha, Priyo Naraha, Priyo Naraha.
Do you have any doubt? Pronunciation? Any doubt? Fourth line, Aniki, fourth line first word, Bhakti Man me. Aniketa. Huh? Aniketa. Doubt? Tulya Ninda Sutir Mauni.
Tulya Ninda Sutir Mauni. Tulya Ninda Sutir Mauni. Tulya ninda sutir mauni
santushto yena kenachit
santushto yena kenachit santushto yena kenachit संतुष्टो येन केनचित्
अनिकेतस्थिरमति
भक्तिमान् मे प्रियो नरः
तुल्यनिन्दास्तुतिर्मौनी
संतुष्टो येन केनचित्
अनिकेतस्थिरमते
भक्तिमान् मे प्रियो नरः
Said the whole verse. तुल्यनिन्दासुतिर्मौनी संतुष्टो येन केनचित् अनिकेतस्थिरमतिर् भक्तिमान् मे प्रियो नरः Now I'll recite both the verses. I should reset, okay? Samashatrau cha mitre cha tathamanapamanayoh Shitoshna sukha dukheshu samasanga vivarjita Tulya ninda sutir mauni santushto yena kena chit Aniketas tiramatir bhaktiman me priyo naraha
Samashatrau cha mitre cha तथामानापमानयोः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु समसङ्गाविवर्जितः तुल्यनिन्दास्तुतिर्मौनी संतुष्टो येन केनचित् अनिकेतस्थिरमतिर् भक्तिमान् मे प्रियो नरः
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
One who is equal
to friends
and enemies
who is equipoised
in honor
and dishonor
heat and cold
happiness and distress
fame and infamy
who is always free
from contaminating
association
always silent
and satisfied
with anything
who does not care
for any residence
who is fixed
in knowledge
and who is
engaged in devotional service
such a person
is very dear to me So we are seeing in this 12th chapter from text number 13 up to the last verse Krishna describes 36 qualities the qualities which Krishna if the devotees cultivate they become favorite to Krishna He keeps on repeating, Yo mad bhakta same priyaha, mukto yasya cha me priyaha, yo mad bhakta same priyaha, bhakti man yasya same priyaha, bhakti man me priyo naraha. So he is going on telling that what is the meaning after learning all these verses? We should try to cultivate these qualities. And how can we cultivate these qualities? And we chant the names of Krishna every day. Every day we should chant. Even if we feel bored, we get up in the morning, today again have to chant. But still you should chant. Why? Because if you don't chant, you will not develop good qualities. if you don't develop good qualities, Krishna will not like you. And what is the use of this life? This life, it should be so that Krishna should like you. Okay. So yesterday, 17th verse, I didn't explain to you the meaning. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both inauspicious and auspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me. So for this, the very good example is from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, the glorious departure of Bhishma Dev. Okay. So in the Kurukshetra war, all of you know, isn't it? The Kurukshetra war was held between whom and who?
Pandavas and Kauravas,
right? So in the war, what happened? Just before the war, Duryodhana and Arjuna, they both went to meet Krishna. Okay? And Krishna was sleeping. Do you think Krishna sleeps? He was lying down. So then Arjuna came and he sat at the lotus feet of Krishna. And Duryodhana came and he sat at the head of Krishna. So Krishna was sleeping. And after some time he opened his eyes. So what will he see first? Whom will he see? Arjuna. He'll see Arjuna. So he said, he saw Arjuna and he said, "Oh my dear Arjuna, you have come to see me. What do you want?" So then Krishna told him that this war, Mahabharata war, he had said that I will not lift any weapon. He had promised that I will not lift any weapon, but I will, you have two choices, Arjuna. Either you choose me or my big Narayani Sena, which consists of crores of soldiers and big military army and so many elephants and so many horses, so many Akshvenis. One Akshveni itself, it consists of so many soldiers and so many animals and so many horses and so many things. Big list is there. So many Akshvenis you want, or do you want me? So Arjuna said, "I want you, my lord. I want you." So then behind Duryodhana was there. Krishna said, "Oh, even you have come." Then Duryodhana, Krishna said, Duryodhana said, since he has already opted for you, actually internally Duryodhana is feeling very happy. "Oh, I am going to get the full Narayani Sena." But what is the use of the Sena with the Lord? So Arjuna said, "I want you." And Duryodhana said, "I want Narayani Sena." And he was feeling very happy. "Oh, I am having this big Sena." So anyway, so this war was, it started and it was going on. And Krishna, he is so merciful. He accepted the most lowest person of becoming a driver of Arjuna. Okay, he became the chariot driver of Arjuna. So he was Arjuna was selling senayor bayor madhye ratham sthapayamechuta. He told, "You please take my chariot in the center of the battlefield. Let me see who has come to fight with me." So this way, Krishna, you know what? Arjuna would tell to Krishna, "Go here, go left, go right." He would go. And in fact, it is said that the way Arjuna would order him, Krishna would take him to all the directions. So anyway, so then the Arjuna was not ready to fight. Then Krishna advised him the whole Bhagavad Gita. Then after that, the war started finally. When the war started, the day came that Bhishma Dev was becoming the arrows of Bhishma. Bhishma is a very great devotee. He is one of the Mahajans. Very great devotee. So Bhishma, what was his power? There is no one who can defeat Bhishma. Bhishma, his arrows are so powerful. If his arrows come, you can't even see anything. It is so unclear. You cannot see anything when Bhishma's arrows come. So now Bhishma was showering arrows like anything, and that day it was a very big question for Arjuna and Arjuna's life actually. And basically what happened is, one day Duryodhana, he told to Bhishma that you are not fighting because you are siding the Pandavas, you are not fighting with full vigor. So then Bhishma said, "Okay, tomorrow I vow to kill all the Pandavas." And he made five strong arrows to kill the Pandavas. And each arrow was would have finished the Pandavas. So what happened?
That day, Krishna, knowing this, what happened? You come here, Jain. You come here. So, Arjuna, Krishna, knowing that Arjuna, this Duryodhana has prepared these 5 special arrows for killing the Pandavas, he sent Arjuna to bring those 5 arrows. So then when Arjuna went, in Kshatriyas, in the battlefield they will fight. But in the evenings, they are like brothers. So Duryodhana told to Arjuna, "Oh, my dear little brother, you have come, what, how can I serve you?" So then Arjuna said, "I want those 5 arrows." And Kshatriya, whatever they say, they have to fulfill it. So that is why he gave those 5 arrows to Duryodhana, to Arjuna, which was meant to kill all the 5 Pandavas next day. So anyway, the next day, now the big fight started, and Bhishma was showering arrows on Krishna and Arjuna. Even it hit Krishna also, blood was coming out from Krishna's body. He was so full of vigor and he was just shooting arrows continuously. And you know what, one more thing, for Krishna, this shooting of arrows from Bhishma is like worshipping him. It's as though a priest is throwing flowers on Krishna, the same way when Bhishma throws arrows, it is as though he is throwing flowers on him. Because that is his bhakti. He is a Kshatriya. We should not shoot arrows at Krishna. Because he is a Kshatriya, if he shoots arrows, it is like worshipping Krishna. Krishna, it's like, you know, petals are falling on him. So this is how Bhishma was showering arrows. It was like a rain of arrows. The full chariot was covered with arrows. And at one point it became so, this thing, that Arjuna had to be protected. Now Bhishma, there are many teachings from Bhishma's life. But some teachings I would like to really stress is, Bhishma, he wanted to prove one very important message. And what was that message? That however powerful you are, but if you fight on the wrong side, now he is fighting with Duryodhana, isn't it? Duryodhana is on the Adharma side. However powerful, as I said, Bhishma is very powerful. Nobody can attack, nobody can win over Bhishma. But because he was on the wrong side, so he was defeated. But why did he take wrong side? Srila Prabhupada explains that because he wanted to prove the message of the Lord. For the Lord, that if you be in the Adharma side, you will be defeated. That is one thing. And second thing, now Bhishma, he knew that Krishna for protecting. Now what was Krishna's promise? Who remembers? That he will not lift any weapon. Krishna had said, "I will not lift any weapon." But for his devotee, he will even break his promise. That is why, what did Krishna, Bhishma do? He made Krishna break his promise. How? What did Bhishma? He started showering so many arrows on Arjuna. That Krishna, he got so this thing that to, he had to protect Arjuna. So what happened? He jumped from the chariot. He took a wheel was fallen down from a chariot. He took the wheel and he started running towards Bhishma. This scene is very beautiful in Mahabharata. When Krishna, his shawl is fallen down, he is sweating, blood is coming out from his body, the dust of the whole bhumi, Yuddha bhumi, is, you know, on top of Krishna. It is because, see, all the horses are going and everybody is going, so all the dust will flow, na? So all dust on Krishna's face, and he is sweating and blood is coming out, and he is catching the wheel in his hand and he is running towards Bhishma. And what does Bhishma say? "Come on Krishna, please come and kill me." Then Krishna puts the weapon down. So what did Krishna promise? That he will not lift the weapon. But to protect Arjuna, he broke his promise. And you know what? When Krishna was taking that wheel, Arjuna, he caught hold of Krishna. And Krishna was walking and Arjuna was just sliding on the sand over there. So Krishna was walking fast with the wheel because Arjuna didn't want Krishna to kill Bhishma. So this is so such a beautiful pastime. Anyway, So Bhishma finally then the next day, actually it is also said in Mahabharata that Bhishma himself taught the secret to the Pandavas how they can attack him. That is next day Shikhandi came, he was, that is another pastime. So anyway, Arjuna, he gave him the bed of arrows. That all of you know, isn't it? Bhishma got the bed of arrows. And it is said that he was filled with arrows from his head to toe. There was not even a place to put a pin inside. So many arrows. And one arrow, it pierces from your body, it goes to the rear end. Back, so much. So he was completely covered with arrows. Bhishma. He was completely covered with arrows. And his bed also. What was his bed? That was also of arrows. So this way, Bhishma, he was covered with arrows. And he didn't say, Krishna, all these years I chanted your names. I was such a pure devotee. I never wanted anything in my life. But still, you gave me this bed of arrows. Bhishma never said that. In fact, Bhishma went all these things because it was Krishna's plan. And even in that situation, just imagine one little cut or one bee stings us, how much we suffer. We never even take the name of Krishna. But Bhishma, he was full with arrows. But still, with whatever little energy he had, he brought up all the energy and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He was totally absorbed in the holy name of the Lord. He was totally absorbed in Krishna's names. He was constantly taking Krishna's names and he was just waiting for Krishna to come. Now at this time Krishna was in Hastinapur. The moment he heard the prayers of Bhishma, he told to Yudhishthir, I cannot sit here. Please give the chariot. Just now I have to go to the place where Bhishma is lying. So Krishna came there and Bhishma, at that time everybody knew that beautiful pastime is going to occur. That is the glorious departure of Bhishma. That is why what did they do? Everybody, the whole universe, all the sages, they all came there. Because there will be a beautiful conversation. And not only that, after the war, what happened is, you and I, if we make mistakes, what we do? Ye isne kiya, usne kiya. I didn't do. We always put the blame on others. But great devotees like Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was crying. Why? Actually, he fought the war on the order of Krishna. But he was crying, he said, all this death, everything happened only because of me. I am the culprit. So he was crying. And Krishna, he sitting, see in everyone's heart Krishna is sitting, right? So Krishna sitting in the heart of Bhishma, in the heart of Yudhishthir, made him not to understand what Krishna is saying. Krishna told him, no, you are not the culprit. You are not the person who has done all these things. Yudhishthir was not being pacified. Yudhishthir could not understand. Because Krishna sitting in the heart of Yudhishthir made him not to understand what Krishna is speaking. Why? Because he wanted to glorify Bhishma. So Krishna, he got Yudhishthir and Pandavas, everyone came to the place where Bhishma was lying. And then Krishna requested Bhishma to instruct Yudhishthir Maharaj on the bed of arrows. What we will say, Hare, dikhai nahi deta, main itna tadap raha hu, abhi kya main usko bhagavatam dunga. But Bhishma, on the bed of arrows, he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Full teachings of Bhishma Dev, such wonderful chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam. So beautiful verses. He composed, he told all the verses and then he explained to Yudhishthir Maharaj how he should be a king, how he should rule the citizens, how he should take care of everyone. And all this, he was telling all these things. And then when he was done, when he finished, at that time, he prayed so that Krishna will come and stand in front of him. And Krishna came. And you know what? Bhishma, when all those sages came, normally when he was before, when he was very strong and healthy, you're following what I'm saying? When he was strong and healthy, whenever sages would come, he would welcome them. He would give them everything, whatever they wanted. But now he is not able to give anything. So he spoke very kind words. He was speaking such kind words and welcoming all the sages. And then what did Bhishma do? He was praying totally on the lotus feet of Krishna, completely absorbed on Krishna. And then Krishna came in front of him with his beautiful smiling face. And then, see, Bhishma, he was such a powerful warrior. He had also the benediction that he can die when he wants to die. Such a powerful warrior he was. And such a powerful warrior they could defeat only because Krishna was on their side. So that is why Bhishma, he started this thing, thinking on Krishna, and then after some time his breath stopped. This way he went back home, back to Godhead. So what Prabhupada says, that the same condition for us also, even if we chant the names of Krishna from now itself. You may say, your friends may tell, hey, tu kya buddha ho gaya kya? Abhi kahi ko Bhagavad Gita class mein jata hai. But buddha hone ke baad jane ka. They tell you, don't they? They make fun of you, isn't it? Why are you going now itself for classes? Come, we'll go and see some nice picture. Come, we'll go and see, come, we'll play cricket. Come, we'll play, do that. Come, we'll do this, isn't it? But if you do from now itself, then what will happen? Krishna, in when the last minute, because it is, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejat tente kalevaram tam tam eveti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever you think at the last minute of your life, that will happen. So, only if you practice from now, chanting the names of Krishna, from this age, Prahlad Maharaj says 5 years, kaumaram yacharet pragnyo. From 5 years, you should start bhakti. If you start from 5 years, then in the end, Krishna, he will remind you about him. And then what will happen? You will go and play with Krishna. You will have ice creams with Krishna. You will have pizzas with Krishna. Isn't it? Anyway, that's all divine pizzas, not from this material world. So this was the, so this is the meaning of this one. See, one who neither rejoices nor grieves. He never cried or he was not this thing. Who neither laments, he never cried, this thing. Nor desires. Who renounced what? Yeah, I know, I'm going to take. So then both auspicious and inauspicious things. For this, there was one devotee. He liked to chant the names of Krishna so much that he couldn't stop. Always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Always constant, 24 hours, he was chanting the names of Krishna. And this comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So one day he had to go to Samshan Ghat. What is the word? The place where the dead bodies are kept. What is the word in English for that? Graveyard, yes. So he went to a graveyard where all the dead bodies are placed. So it is an inauspicious place, no? So he thought, how can I take the names of Krishna? So you know, he couldn't stop. He was 24 hours, he was chanting names. So what he did is, because he thought it is inauspicious to take the name. So he was closing his mouth and he was telling the names of Krishna. But there one small boy called Gopal came. He said, what is this? Why are you doing like this? He said, I can't stop taking the names of Krishna. So he said, take the names of Krishna. What are you saying inauspicious and auspicious things? For Lord Krishna's name is so pure, you can take anywhere, anytime. So then, at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went from there and he told to that small boy, his name was Gopal, he said, from today you are my guru. Because you said that the Lord's name can be taken anywhere. You don't have to see inauspicious and auspicious signs. For this, one more example is there. One person in the material world, he was very busy. So once Hanumanji came and told him that he should take, Narada came and told him that he should take the names of Krishna. So this person, he said, I don't get time at all. I am so busy, I am going to office, I have that, I have this. He gave the full list. Then Narada said, okay, when you go to toilet, you have time, that time you take the names of Krishna. So then this person, because Narada said, that is why even when he was going to toilet, he was telling the names of Rama. He was taking the names of Krishna and Rama. And Hanumanji, wherever he hears the names of Lord Rama or Krishna, he comes there. So he heard the names of Rama. So he thought, who is chanting? So he came and saw, he couldn't see anyone. Then he went and saw that in the toilet, while passing toilet, he was taking. So he slapped him. What is this? You are taking the names of Krishna in the toilet? So then that person, he didn't say anything. Then Hanumanji, he went to meet Lord Ram. And he went to meet Lord Ram. Lord Ram in his abode, what happened? His cheeks were swollen. So big and was swollen. Then Hanuman ji came and then he said, "My Lord, what happened to your cheeks?" So then, "This is your gift, Hanuman ji." So then, "Your gift?" "Yes, because wherever anyone chants my name, I am over there and you slapped at me." So then, the point is to prove that you can chant the names of Krishna anywhere. ATM, anytime, Mahamantra. Understood? So you should chant the names of Krishna anywhere. But we normally, we don't chant because we have lot of time outside, isn't it? So every day you should make a point, as I told yesterday also, you make a notebook. In that notebook I want you to write down that every day I chanted so many rounds. And I will check it in June. So this is inauspicious and auspicious things. Now 12.18 and 12.19 explanation. One who is equal, should I continue? One who is equal to friends and enemies. You know, Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, you know what he told to his father? "I don't have any enemies." In his dictionary, there was no meaning for the word enemy. Prahlad Maharaj had no enemies. So he is equal to friends and enemies, whose equipoise in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, Srila Prabhupada. Yesterday I told you the example of back to Godhead, isn't it? He personally, he used to go and give the back to Godheads. In Delhi, it was so hot, he would walk, he would get heat strokes and he would fall down. But still he continued distributing back to God magazines. Fame and infamy, who is fame and infamy and who is always free from contaminating association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who does not care for any residents. Okay, now let me see who is intelligent here. I told you the 6th canto of Bhagavatam pastimes, isn't it, all these days. So from that pastime, can you tell me an incident where a devotee was very happy when he got no residence? Yes, Narada. Why he got the curse from? He got a curse from? From? Yes, from Daksha. Why? Who remembers? Why he got the curse, Narada? Yes. Yes, very good. Hari bol 3 times for her. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. So this Daksha, he gave birth to 10,000 sons. What were their names?
Hariyashwas.
And then he gave birth to those 10,000 became devotees. Then 1,000 Shavalaswas. They also became devotees. So what happened? Narada came in front of Daksha. So what did Daksha do? He cursed him that you are not going to have any residence henceforth. What did Narada say? Hari bol! Because he likes to go everywhere. The same way Prabhupada. Prabhupada has no residence. Why? Because Prabhupada says this, connecting to this pastime, he says all the brahmachari, all the devotees, they leave their houses and come to Prabhupada, isn't it? So all their parents curse Prabhupada. That is why, because of that curse, in Prabhupada does not have a residence, fixed residence. And then who is engaged in devotional service? And honor and dishonor, heat and infamy. I got one more thing. Okay, so this is the meaning of this one. Okay, when we